Welcome to the Happy New Now Show. Three moms in three different parts of the world, all working towards becoming more authentic while navigating children, relationships, and lots of mom, work, and things to do. We are figuring out how to make our nows happy and laughing as we trip along the way. So have a happy new now. Let's make it contagious. Hello, everyone. Happy new now. This is Molly and Saskia. Hello.
Hello. Nice to be back live.
Yeah, we are live today and we will be doing call-ins. Our dear Tracy is off gallivanting the world on what looks to be another fabulous vacation that we need to figure out how to manifest too. We have an announcement and then we'll do a go within session with Saskia. And then if you want to call in, the numbers are 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. And we can chat and share light. We can ponder together on the magical or weird things of our universe. We can talk about healing. And Miss Saskia is ready to do complimentary sessions on air. And I know a lot of people are feeling a little all over the place with their energy. So please call in and let's just see how we can make this ride easier together. So Miss Saskia, should we go on to an announcement about a service?
Yeah. You want to start with that? Of course.
Oh, are you going to pitch or am I going to pitch?
No.
I knew it. Okay. All right. We've talked a lot about this and we know everybody, including myself, could use a little more help. So Saskia is doing something we're calling it remote vessel clearing and light infusion. So some people at this point really do need and want a Zoom session, sit with Saskia face to face and be able to ask a lot of questions. Sometimes I still want that myself, but sometimes all we really need is our gosh darn vessels to be cleaned out of all this junk that is not us, that we're having a hard time removing on our own, and just be able to add a lot of light back in too. So I know a lot of people are getting hit pretty hard right now and could use just this cleaning out and boost of light at a fairly regular pace instead of, you know, getting assistance and then backsliding, getting assistance and then backsliding. So this is a way to have like a more consistently paced sessions. So you aren't backsliding and you're able to keep progressing in your ascension in a more linear fashion instead of ascension looking like some really horrible jagged financial chart with probably some blood marks on it too. So Saskia's come up with two different packages to support people in a more consistent way. So there's going to be two different packages and you can find them if you go to happynewnowshow.com, click on one-on-ones and then click on Saskia. Or are you going to at some point put this on your website too? Probably.
Yes.
Spell your website. I can't.
No, you can.
I can't spell your last name.
So it's www.saskiavoigtlander.com.
Okay. So it's already on happynewnowshow.com and it's live. Saskia at some point will get it up on her site too. And if you're from Telegram, you know the other site and it's already live there too. So what these are, I think this is a better for a lot of people in the audience and better for Saskia. So she's still going to do the Zoom sessions. This is just a different thing to do if you want it. So for $100, you're going to get two sessions every other week over 4 weeks. For $200, you're going to receive four sessions, one per week over 4 weeks. So either way, you're paying $50 per session. And what's going to happen on this is on the website, you pay via PayPal, whichever package you're picking. And then you're going to email, her email address is on there, a recent photo of yourself to Saskia. So for the $100 plan, you're going to need to send her a photo every other week for the two sessions. And for the $200 plan, you'll need to send her a photo weekly. That way Saskia's got a fresh image to connect with your energy for each session. And she's really looking at the real now version of you. So there won't be any Zoom meeting with this because it's really not necessary for this core work. She really just needs a fresh picture emailed for each session. And Sasuke has tested this package on both my husband and I, and it worked out just fine, just like a Zoom meeting. And I can't tell you how many times she's helped my son after an abduction with just a picture anyway. And quite frankly, I know you've been working off of pictures for years. So it just needs to be fresh. So you're going to be sending in, if you're doing the $100 one, which is an every other week session, you're going to send a picture in twice. If you're doing the $200 one, which is four sessions, you're going to send in a picture every week, and she's going to just, use your picture. You don't need to get online with her and remotely clear out the junk and add light back in. So hopefully that's a much more consistent way for everybody to just stay even. Last time Saskia helped me out, it was junk that I was doing at night, and it kind of doesn't even matter what I'm doing during the day. I woke up with it. I woke up with a fish in my eye and I couldn't get it out. And I know that stuff's happening to everybody. And so yeah, I hope this is a good way for everybody to get some more consistent help, and for Saskia to do it in a way where she has the bandwidth to get to a lot more people.
Awesome. And by the way, Molly, it was you who came up with that awesome idea.
Yeah, because
And
I needed
wow.
it.
Yeah. So this way I could assist more people. And I don't need an hour or 2 hours to do that. I work fast. Those who know me, they know within 5 minutes you already filled, you are filled up with more spirit. That's what I do. I share the light, filling you up with light. And this is how you get rid of all kinds of stuff. And whatever I see, I take off, and you feel the difference after this. So I'm just assisting here in a way that you can advance faster while we are going through this transition here. And of course, I'm just like a tool, a tool you can use.
You're a really good tool,
Yeah.
though.
I know that sometimes we need some more horsepower to
Yeah.
maintain the spirit within, and it's not easy, especially in times like those that we are really struggling with a million different whatever goes around stuff. So that's why
I
I'm
know
doing.
sometimes I don't know root cause either. Like I'm not doing an appropriate command, or maybe if it's so bad, I've picked a creation lightship clearing. But if I don't understand what's happening and why, I'm not getting it. I'm not, I don't know. I didn't know there was a fish on my eye. Like I, it's hard to do it yourself sometimes when you don't even know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Although you don't need actually to know everything. So when I do sessions, would not tell you everything that I do and see, because it would just mess with you around in your head. You would get back in your head and analyze it and think about it and maybe even get crazy about it. So that would be the other way from where we want to go.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't talk too much, and I just do what I have to can do. And I do many, many things at the same time when I do this. And you may not be aware of that, but yeah, it's happening. And what I always do is I can do work on somebody or take off stuff, actually, I'm not only taking it off, I'm following back to the guys who put that in the first place there and just take them out. So that's happening all at once and really fast while you're
So you're
just
doing a
there.
service for humanity when Saskia clears it, because she's being a dragon and she goes and eats those aliens too that
Oh
did it
God,
to you.
don't tell my daughter. She
She's
hates it. She hates
very
it.
nice. She gives him a pat on the back and she just tells him to go back to their dark hidey hole. I'm sure that's exactly what you do. Just give him a little pat on the butt.
Yeah, no. Maybe I should try that one instead of eating them yet. But yeah, that's yeah. Dragons need to eat sometime, but
Dragons get hungry. You're a dragon. How big are you as a dragon?
What?
How big are you as a dragon?
Oh, this is, I can be as big as I want to be and as small as I want to be. There's
Okay,
no
do you
limitation to
have an
that.
average? Do you have a preferred size? How big do you think you are?
Imagine a big, huge mothership up there in the sky, in the
Okay.
universe,
All right,
like that.
you've got to eat a lot of aliens to fill your belly in a day.
Yep,
I
if
think
I'm.
that's my point.
Yep. So
Sushi.
this, I'm actually turning it into dragon poop, then burn it, and then it's just like. So, yeah.
What is your favorite meal as a dragon? Alien sushi. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
That's really hot.
It's my daughter doesn't like it. She says it's so ugly. Just stop eating them. You can bite them, rip the head off, but don't swallow it.
But they touched my kid. I'm eating him.
Yeah, they don't even have a chance to
Yeah.
say anything.
Yeah.
So I
Sorry.
completely trust. This is what we do, and yeah, we just have some fun up there or down here or
You
wherever.
got to. Do you want to do a quick go-within session?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do this. Okay. So this is what I do also when I connect in the one-on-ones. But what this is what you also do, like in a group. And what I do here, just to explain for the audience, I show you a way to go within. That means to really step out of head, mind energy, ego, and drop down into heart center. That means the presence, becoming real. And I help you at the same time. I help you while you're doing this. I come over and help you to integrate more light within. That happens through the heart center, pulling spirit through the heart center, or through the feet. So we're doing both, and you may observe even how this feels like. So, okay, let's do this. Just sit comfortable, and before we start doing this, going in, just breathe with me together 3 times. Deep breaths. One. Two. Relax your shoulders, your forehead, and three. Observe how much you can inhale now and observe after this. Okay. And now bring the focus of your mind to that little area under your nose above your upper lip. Focus your intention, mind, on that little spot under your nose, above the upper lip. And what you do now is you observe the natural flow of your respiration. So you're just observing. Just observe what is without forcing, manipulating, whatever. Just observe how you inhale, exhale. You even may observe body sensations in that area, even within the nose. Those sensations, it may be, it can be a tickling sensation, it can be an itchy sensation, it can be a cold sensation, it can be a hot sensation, whatever sensation you can observe, you just observe what is. And this is what you do for a couple of minutes. And you may find that's not that easy, maybe, because your mind tries to take you away, involve you in all kinds of thoughts here. So if you find yourself being in thoughts again, stop it, come back to that little area under your nose above the upper lip. Really come back here. You can always start over again, but put the intent to focus on that area and stay in the present moment. You are aware of your thoughts, but you would not play now with them. Just observe them how they pass by. Don't you jump on any thoughts here. While you do that, I'm coming through heart center now here with spirit, your spirit, the light. It's one. Pulling through the heart center here. You don't do anything, just observe and integrate it into the body. And then we push it in each corner of the body. We really push spirit into each cell of the body. Spirit stays within the body, not outside the body, always within the body. But you can increase the volume of light within. This is what we do here. And when you do so, you start to heal from within. Because when you stay present, out of mind energy, you stop reacting and you stop participating. You're just observing. And after a couple of minutes, you bring the focus of your mind to the top of your head. And then you go step by step through your body and observe the body sensations. While you do this, you would not move. You just sit, observe body sensations from head to feet and feet to head, and you stay neutral. And as you become more neutral, you become more peaceful. And if you again struggle with thoughts, then come back. Always, you can come back to your nose, observe respiration for a couple of minutes, and start over again. Going through the body, observing body sensations. So now you can feel maybe and observe. Whatever you can observe now, that's what you observe. But maybe you can observe now frequencies changing. That means maybe you can observe some tickling sensations coming through more and more. But also sensations that may feel really uncomfortable from time to time, but it's still a sensation. So observe even the uncomfortable sensations without reacting to it. And you can just observe how also these kind of sensations just arise and pass away. So do this. Stay neutral and peaceful. Observe whatever you can observe without judging, without reacting to it. Just observe. And you can experience here how you become more neutral and more peaceful. That's your original state of being as spirit. Spirit is always neutral and peaceful, always present in the here and now. And always proactively creating from the here and now through the heart, not through the mind. Spirit has no mind, has no thoughts, has no brain, actually. So observe your thoughts. Observe the emotions. As spirits, we do not have emotions, neither. We have emotions here within these vessels. And you, as a spirit, you have an experience here within this kind of vessel. But you are not this body. You are not the thoughts. You are not the emotions that you experience. You believe so because they made you identify with it. But that's not you. You're light. You're everything. You're present. You're neutral and peaceful. So here we go. I'm pushing through a little bit more. As you go through your body without moving, observing neutrally, equanimously. And we expand even more spirit within. Still pulling through the heart center and integrate it into the body. You may now observe more body sensations arising as your frequency changes more and more. So whatever's attached or whatever's within you that's not authentically you now comes to the surface, presents itself as body sensation, and as you stay neutral and peaceful, it leaves the system. So the mind gets more balanced. And as the mind gets balanced, the whole body gets balanced. There we go. So now what I do, we integrate now spirit through the feet. Three to one now, three to one now, three to one now, three to one now, three to one now. You may observe now or not. It is what it is. You observe from moment to moment for what it is. Maybe you can observe now a tickling sensation coming through the feet, going through your body. This is when we integrate spirit through the feet. I now increase my life force energy. For example, doing this command, I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. This is where I feel the spirit comes really intense through my feet into my body. Here we go. And you're becoming more real. The more you are present from moment to moment, observing with full awareness from moment to moment, you're becoming more and more real. That means you are not on timelines, you're not in time and space anymore. Because there is no time and space. That's a construct within the illusion we're living here, experiencing here, actually. And thoughts are timelines. Thoughts keep you in time. So you are in the present and not in the present. You are in the past or in the future with thoughts, but you're almost never in the present moment. Thoughts are designed, the brain is designed to keep you on timelines, to create what others prefer, but not what you as spirit prefer. So be aware of your thoughts. Control that, whatever you're thinking. But first, you need to be aware of that so that you start to create what you prefer from within. That means from your spirit residing within your heart center. That what makes you really feel happy in your chest area. This is excitement from within, not from something outside of you causing happiness. This comes from within, and that's you, spirit. And to find that spirit within, that spark within you, you within you, you have to be present. You have to be neutral and peaceful. You just not participate anymore in whatsoever is outside of you, who is outside of you, or any kind of trauma. You stay present and neutral, and this is how you start to create what you prefer. Because now you're in control of your thoughts, and you now create what comes from within. And that is always in the present moment. This is always happening now, 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 now. But we need to train the brain, we need to train the mind to become balanced and present. So the monkey mind that's jumping around like crazy, this is a technique that helps you to balance the mind. Thoughts are still there. As long as we have a brain, there's thoughts, but you then observe the thoughts and it gets quieter and quieter each time you practice this. So two exercises, one, concentrating the mind on that little area under nose above the upper lip for a couple of minutes. That's a good exercise to focus your mind, the monkey mind, to stay in the present moment. Become the master of this monkey mind. Not the monkey mind should master you. You have to master the monkey mind. How you do this? This is one exercise. This is how I did it. This is how I'm doing it for more than 20 years now. Focusing on my respiration. Because when you breathe, when you inhale, when you exhale, you're doing it only in the present moment. You're not doing it in the past or future. No, your respiration is right now. Focusing on that means you are in the present moment. That's one exercise. The other one is becoming neutral and peaceful. This is how you become so powerful. And how do we stay neutral and peaceful? Because so easily we get triggered. Observe body sensations. Sit, for 10 minutes, 50 minutes, half an hour. After half an hour, oh, it gets really uncomfortable. And that's good. Because when the uncomfortable sensations then show up, oh, this is when the ego starts screaming, move, I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to sit like this anymore. And this is one you realize that's not me talking to me because I want to sit and not move, but there's something talking to me. No, but I want to sit here without moving. I commit to it. I commit to it. I go through with it and I sit now. And if you sit, although the body is burning, hurting, uncomfortable sensations, they just arise. They also pass away after time doing this. You realize I don't have more of these intense sensations anymore. So, yeah, they just arise, passed away. I got through with it. I stayed neutral and peaceful. And this is how you manage your neutral state of being, no matter what. This helps you in your daily life. Whatever shows up, whatever situation shows up, even though you may react the first moment, but really fast you can come back to a neutral state of being and stay there and then take decisions, next step. Out from that neutral state of being, not out of mind and reaction, no, out of neutral state of being and the present moment. And that's the difference. That's the big difference that you're doing here. And the results are really different, acting from your head or acting out from your heart. And there we go. Maintaining the volume of light within. That's the goal here. Maintain the volume of light and even increase it more and more. But for that, you need to put your part. That's on you. Yes, there are some beautiful tools out there assisting you, but you still have to put your part here. Consistency, commitment, focus, discipline. Yeah. And there we go. My gosh, this was longer than
You're on a roll. I love doing that up front, but it's so hard to talk afterwards too.
Yeah. It's like,
But
where am I? Okay,
it
let
really
me.
sets the tone, like, okay, speak. 'Cause there's no words in that field.
That's the point,
You
because
preferred, yeah, and if you wanted to speak, you prefer telepathy, you know?
yes, we don't have the urge to even engage anymore in something
Yeah.
outside of ourselves. It's really like, and the more you do it, the more you have this feeling within, oh, I want to just sit in silence. I don't need anything more. My
Yeah.
happiness is within, so I want to sit in silence. And there you go. That's it. Isn't that
Wherever
beautiful?
you are, it
This
is.
is this makes you free.
It
That
is the kind of
that's
tool we
you.
need in this reality. Absolutely. Right, we've got some callers.
Okay.
BBS, can we take Rhonda on line one? Rhonda,
Hello, my favorite ladies.
Rhonda.
Hey, hello, how are you?
Had to call on me right after that, huh?
Right? Go, yeah, good luck talking now.
Oh my gosh. It's like 90 degrees here today. We're having a heat wave.
Ooh, that's hot where she
Oh
is.
yeah. What's that?
That's hot where you are.
Yeah, I can't. It's pretty shocking, but So I'm staying inside. You know, senior citizens have to do that when it's hot like that. So anyway, there's been some crazy energy going on out there. Has anybody else been feeling absolutely so exhausted that they have to lie down and sleep half the day?
Yep,
Everyone.
100%. 100%
Even my
Rhonda.
husband, who's not, like, astute on his inner work, he's having a rough time too. Like our kids are sleeping.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that this is a thing.
Yeah. The bodies are really exhausted. I feel my body is so tired. My spirit, I feel my spirit is okay. I'm okay. But the body is like, no, wait, I need some rest here. And I'm like, no, I want to stuff here. But my body, no, I want to lie down and sleep. And I never sleep during day. But I fall asleep. I even slept today before the radio show because I needed it. And my son fall asleep on the couch. He would never fall asleep on the couch. He's things like that. That's normal. That's not normal for him. So yeah, this is what is happening now. But you know what, Rhonda? It is what it is. We just observe it. And we stay just neutral and peaceful with that. Just observe it. The body's tired. Okay, the body's tired. I sit down, I rest. Observe the tiredness. Observe it and don't get your head around, why is this happening? Why is this? What does it mean? Are we doing things right? Still right? Or are we off track? Or are we now lost? Don't do this. Don't do that.
No,
why we
I
do
don't.
Spirit connection. You know, this is why I try to bring forward this technique, the Vipassana technique, to go through these kind of situations that we are experiencing now. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's fairly different. It's exhausting, but I'm like, well, I guess I'll just go have some spring water and lie down and go to sleep.
Yeah. I love to sleep. I love that. When I go to sleep, I'm somewhere else and having fun somewhere else. So you too, by the way. So if you need
that's
to
what
rest,
I hear.
Yeah.
So how come I don't remember where I go?
Yeah, fix this for me too.
You don't remember where you go?
No, I am a total blank. I have no idea what I'm doing when I'm asleep.
Maybe it's meant to be that way. Who knows? Why are you doing stuff that is
maybe
actually
it's yeah? Maybe it's too bad. Maybe it's bad for you.
You're not ready to handle that reality.
If you're eating alien sushi, do you really want to know?
No.
Well,
I
you
do
can
not.
Ask your spirit. Hey, Rhonda, you can ask your spirit before you go to sleep to make you like remember stuff. When you come back, ask your spirit about that or whatever you, however you want to just ask him to let you move or to give you some clues through whatever shows up around you then later. So you can remember things. For example, in the dream, there is something you see. And when you wake up during your day, you somehow see that same thing suddenly, and then the memory comes up. Ah, this is what I did last night, maybe. This is where I went. You can try it that way. Just because if
I will try that.
Play around with that. Yes, do that. And see how, if spirit wants to share something with you here or not.
I hope there are things I want to remember. But maybe I'm just out there kicking butt or just having a good time. I haven't decided yet. Maybe when I wake up very rested, I was having a really nice time.
Yeah, maybe.
That's vacation.
But if I wasn't rested, if I wasn't rested, I was probably having a fight with somebody.
Yeah. Did you wake up with some weird scars or scratches or whatever on your body that you haven't had before?
Okay, now that you mention it, I have had that happen.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Okay. You go.
Soreness that wasn't deserved from anything you did the day before.
You know, yeah.
Well, that's the first question I asked myself because I had this bruise and I'm like, oh no, I remember bumping into something. But there have been one or two occasions where I'm like, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is.
Like I'll have two dots right next to each other.
Two dots.
On my skin.
This can also be an indication that you have been abducted. This can also be an indication that you have been abducted. So sometimes they leave when they have some kind of instruments they put on your body, and when you wake up, you still have like the the dots there, the stamps or whatever from that instrument. Yes, I
Well,
noticed.
that's kind of what I was thinking, because it was too, I'm like, this is too symmetrical.
Yeah,
I
then
hope
that's
it's the
abducted.
good guy.
I'll
I
always
hope it's
feel needle
the
pain, but there's no needle there, Rhonda.
Oh, that's interesting. I hope it's the good guys abducting me.
No, good guys don't abduct.
Jeez. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Oh, dear.
Yeah, so you see, we still have to kick some asses here. That's why I'm eating them, because we need to
Exactly. You can't send them on their merry way. They're going to come back. You got to eat them.
Yeah, and needle
Oh,
pain. She
God.
doesn't
Needle.
even use ketchup, Rhonda. She eats them raw.
No
I'm not proud of that, actually. Now the whole world knows. Oh my
mustard,
gosh.
nothing. Like, really?
I can't believe you shared that. Although my cat has been, my cat has been staying very close to me this week. So, and I truly believe they do protect us. And then last night he didn't bother coming around when I went to bed. So I thought, oh, well, I must be okay tonight.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Even the one I'm fostering, who's paranoid about people, has been coming close to me.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Well, communicate with your
Okay, well,
cats. Ask them. You can
what's that?
communicate with your cats, and you may even ask them what's going on, and they respond to you, but you feel the response not coming through your head. Actually, it's coming through your heart, the information. We communicate,
I do.
you communicate
With the cats, I
with
feel
elements.
it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
Yeah.
yeah, ask them. Maybe they can show you
And
something,
I've been
what's going
doing
on.
some telecommunications. Like, I'll like ask one of them to do something, and then they'll do it. And I'm just kind of like, oh, wow.
Yeah. You can even talk to
It's
them
so
like
good
we
to hear
talk.
your. What's that?
You can talk to them like we talk here. So when I talk to my
Yes,
dog, I talk to my dog in that way. I don't use telepathy, actually. I just talk like that. He understands it completely.
they do. Yes, it's pretty amazing.
Yes. And we're
Yeah,
advancing
I
a
can
lot with
feel.
it.
No, go ahead, please.
No, sorry, what you were saying, what?
No, I was just saying it's just so cool to talk with them because I can tell that they understand me. It's very interesting.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't talk
It's so
back
good to
either.
hear. No, well,
In a
the one
bad
that I'm
way.
fostering, she answers me sometimes by just turning around.
Yeah,
Which
hey,
means
I
no.
even saw something funny with a cat, with cats really talking. They sometimes even say words. They were in really cute
Mine does.
video.
Yes. I tell mine, I'm like, you can't go outside right now. He goes, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. It's dark. Not now. No.
See?
I've heard it too. It's so funny.
Awesome.
Yeah. They are amazing.
Yeah.
They are. It's so good to hear your voices. That you're having forced naps just like I am.
Totally.
So, yeah, it's some kind of, I don't know what is going, you can, what is going on, if I may ask.
A lot. A lot of
Okay.
nighttime stuff, right?
Too much, a lot. But don't get your head around that. It's he and that physicality, for what really matters is to stay neutral and peaceful. Don't get involved, don't hang around in your head, don't make stories out in your head or get worried about something. That's not what it should be here. Like here, you take care of yourself. You take care of yourself. You take care of your inner peace. Your neutral state of being, you really have to make sure, am I still in a neutral state of being? And if not, sit down, make sure you observe your respiration, make sure you observe body sensations until you regain the neutral state of being, and then you go forward. That's all it is. Taking care of yourself here.
That
Take
makes
care of your inner peace.
a lot of sense. Yeah, I got triggered by something a week ago, and I just started throwing F-bombs.
Yeah, see? Well,
They're fun
and
sometimes.
yeah, later on, I was like, "What was that all about?"
It
Yeah.
wasn't even you. It's not really us, actually. The more you get aware of that, you realize, hey, that's not even me. Where does it come from? So whenever you have a reaction, you
Exactly.
get into trauma. So the aliens are behind you clapping and happy that you're in trauma. Yeah, we got you. So if you stay neutral and
Yeah, I
peaceful,
know.
if you do not react, I get all the asshole aliens. They are just there like, oh my gosh, she's not reacting. How do we can get any reaction out of you? I can even hear them cry. And it's like, yeah, good. I'm here. I stay neutral and peaceful. And these guys, they will leave you.
Fine,
If
we'll go pick on somebody else
yeah.
who's easier. Yeah.
Yeah, if they can
That's
get
right.
anything out of you, they will leave you sooner or later. So yeah, that's it. You
Well,
don't
I
even
catch
get mad
them
at the
sometimes.
aliens. You know? You can kick asses, but do it with
Yes.
grace and neutrally and peacefully. I take off
Yeah.
hats, but I do it neutrally, peacefully. So
Yeah.
stay neutral and peaceful. That's
When
it.
I
Stay
catch
neutral
them,
and peaceful.
when I catch them, I say, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Look, I was totally caught off guard, but yeah, thank you so much for that reminder. And yeah, it's just amazing. I don't get bothered when I'm in a peaceful all the time. I just go out in the garden and play around and
There you go. That's where we're going.
yeah.
That's where we're all going. Just playing, being by ourselves, and take care of ourselves, and stay within us, and only create what we prefer. And the more that are joining that, the bigger the collective grows, and the faster we create what we want to create here as a spirit.
Isn't that beautiful?
So we just need to stop actually thinking for 1 minute. Stop thinking altogether for 1 minute. Imagine, I swear to you, we would break down everything here within that minute when we would not think altogether. So I'm still working on that,
Boy.
how we can make it real. Rhonda, if you have any idea how to do it, let me know. We're working on that. Stop thinking,
Oh,
everybody, for 1 minute.
Spirit
I'm
merging
working
on
on your
it too.
platform. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Rhonda, is there something else? We have Tatiana waiting here. I see that. Rhonda, is there something else you want to share?
Oh, not a thing, except I hope you two have a beautiful day. And it was so good to hear your voices again.
Thank you.
I love
Thank
you, Rhonda.
thank
Nice
you
to
for
connect with you.
your insight. I love you
Thank
too.
you. Thank you, love.
Right, BBS, can we take Tatiana online too?
Hello, my deep love to you, Molly and Saskia.
Hello,
Hey,
it's
it's
so good to
Ryan
hear
hear
you.
you. Can you just say you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so excited and so grateful for this chance to connect with both of you at the same time on your show for the first time
Yeah.
for me. And thank you so much for creating this opportunity for all of us moms, and it just means so much. And I know you know that. I know you feel it, and I just wanted to just say it out loud. How grateful I personally am for this. And my little one is right next to me, distracting me.
Hey, that's
24/7
what's happening.
next.
Real life happening on
Yes.
radio life. That's normal here.
Yes. I I called, and I honestly feel like I'm just so, I can't even put my thoughts together because there's just so much going on. And I think I reached the point where I'm just completely, profoundly confused and lost and just, okay, I don't know anything anymore. And my body, the most challenging thing has been that my body has been, just, I guess, feeling the, especially the last few months, maybe 3 or 4 months. And I've been just to the point that I'm just in bed and I can't function. And it's, as you know, as moms, we can't really do that because then who takes care of our kiddos? And especially with homeschooling, you know, 24/7 having this little guy with me. I think I've noticed a pattern where pretty much ever since, I got to know Q in 2019, it's been kind of this I guess, like a circle going on where the moment I put myself out into the world, with wisdom, with my light, be it in different ways, be it just talking to somebody, connecting on a heart level, or, making first steps to create a New Year's village community locally for like-spirited families. It's been kind of like a roller coaster where I feel, oh, okay, I'm just fully here. My spirit is here. My body is cooperating with me, and I can function. I actually feel good, and I have all within me, the confidence, the energy, the health, the strength to do it. And I go do it, and then right after that, I just hit so bad that I can't. It's like, okay, now I'm in bed. I can't even take care of myself, let alone the family, and live alone being out there in the community. And as of recent, it just became really, really extreme with that. I mean, it's been happening, but I was able to, kind of bounce back. But yeah, the last kind of 3 or 4 months, it's been really insane. And to the point that I just, I was bounced back, but here it's been lasting for a week. Then with a small period of a break for, feeling sort of a normal self. And then again, back to just, I don't know where I am. I don't know where I'm gone, or they got me, or it was my spirit just left, or it's my hormones during my tournament. Anyways. I wanted to connect with you about that.
Yeah, I know you're struggling, and we talk later, sweetheart. I saw that you also sent me a message. I haven't listened to it yet. But with the spirit leaving the body, this is something that I observe in many people happening. They feel like, where am I? Like, it's come up. Where am I? I had to assist many to bring spirit back into body. So
you did that with me like just 2 weeks ago. Total vertigo. I felt completely empty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what was happening here. Then we need to slow down. Actually, when this is happening, you need to slow down, really slow down and sit down and take the time you need so that the body can rest. I know it's not easy. I have children too. I'm alone. I'm a single mom. I had my son at home the whole week. Wilhelm, the whole week he's staying home too because he got an infection. And I got an infection in my ear. I have never had it before in my life. Stuff like that. So slow down. Slow down. And also important, I know even though there's some weird stuff going on within the body, try not to get crazy about it. Also, here it's important to stay neutral with whatever shows up then within the body. Stay neutral, and slow down, slow down, slow down. There's actually right now I feel it myself. I can't do the things I would love to do because the body would not participate here. He's
And
like,
that's been going on for months with me too.
yeah,
And I know
that's
with you
all
too,
my,
Saskia, like we've
yes.
talked about this. And it's like,
Yes.
oh, okay, good. At least you're feeling
Yeah.
it
Completely. I feel it completely in my body too. It's changing. It's the body has to deal with all the new, whatever is going on around us, illusion, wherever we are, frequency, whatever this is. So we are, we are the ones who decided to do the whole transition with the body. You can do this in two ways, without
You're so
body or with
smart.
body. We were the craziest ones, and we just let's do this with the body. That's
This will
just,
be easy. We've got
yeah, it's
it.
like coming to Earth. Like, we can clean up Earth in 5 minutes. Yeah, look at us. So this is the kind of people we are. So we do this with the body. That means the whole transition we are going through, the whole new frequency we are creating, or not creating, but bringing into the deeper frequency here, requires bodies still here, the boots on the ground, to hold, to have spirit within. So that's what we do. We bring in spirit, we bring in the light into the darker frequency here to break through that frequency, to really get rid of the darkness. And yes, this is challenging for the body because the body, how the way it is designed, has never gone through something like that. So this is something that we are experiencing now, really strong and tough, and everybody is experiencing it. That's why I feel like we are somehow forced to slow down, to disconnect more and more from whatever's outside of us. Really slow down.
There's no choice. We're so tired. There's no choice. I feel lazy. I don't like that word, but I felt lazy since probably January.
Yeah, it's helpful to read posts, Molly. Thank you for sharing that with us, like, that others and you yourself just, experienced moments like that, because then you just, like here in real life, I can't really talk to anybody about all of that here, the people that surround me. So it's really, really helpful to see that when you make posts like that. And I'm just curious, if any of you, or if you've heard somebody else might have experienced, like, when I talk about this is like physical symptoms where it's absolutely extreme. It's to the point that I think, okay, do I need to go to ER? That's how the symptoms are for me at such moments. It's not just being tired or just feeling pain. It's I can't. It's crazy pain in the heart area. I can't breathe. I might get absolutely dizzy. Where just absolutely just gasping for air, things like this. So, and I'm like, okay, do I? This is where I find myself. I already stopped. For the most part, I learned how to not react to, even though it's extreme, actually, physical symptoms. But I actually start questioning sometimes myself. Do I need to go to ER, or is it that this is how I experience the whatever is happening, to me energetically? This I might tell you, I think others probably would not get that, and they would say, well, if you feel like this, you gotta go to ER. But I question, actually, I question that, and I know I can ask this question you too. What you have, moments like this, or heard of somebody feeling like that.
Well, I once had a situation with my daughter that I had to call in ER because she was dead for an hour, and I needed assistance here because I didn't, I could not have saved her like that. This was huge impact. She had a shock. How would you say that, Molly?
Seizure.
A shock. She had anaphylactical shock. Is this like?
Anaphylactic shock. Yeah.
And I couldn't. I couldn't do anything. So I had to call in the ER. This was this. You know, when you have situation like this, in that moment you decide in that moment what to do. This you know what to do. And I know in that moment what I had, what I need to do there. This was the only time I did it, because otherwise I would have lost her forever. So, and they really brought her back in that moment, and we even had to stay in the hospital for 3 4 days. If you ever have the information within, you're going, I don't know if you have ever had to call your when you have been down, or when you have had this kind of strong sensations going through your body. But if you feel I can't handle it anymore by myself, then go with what is right for you. Nobody can tell you what is good or what is not good for you. I can't even tell you what I would do in a situation like that. I have been ripped apart. That's what I felt many times, that my body was ripped apart and put together, and I have gone through hell. 48 hours in complete pain. Even my teeth were burning, everything were burning. But I could handle it by myself. So this is something that you decide by yourself, and there's no right or wrong. You know, there's no right or wrong. Do what you feel you have to do when you have to go through a tough situation and you feel like this is going out of my hand.
And it's okay to get, I know we hate big pharma, but like it's okay to get the medical help and the emergency. Like that is where they're good.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just curious if anybody else experiences anything similar at
I've
all,
had to call
or
911 for a kid in anaphylactic shock too. Like in that moment, like I knew. And then I've had other anaphylactic ones where I'm like, no, I've got this.
That for yourself or for your children?
For my kids, I'd
Yeah.
probably be dumber for myself to try to handle it. But I do, I Tatiana, I do know a few others who are having that same thing where it's more of a heart issue, and they're going through periods of questioning whether they need emergency assistance or not.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, that's at least good to know that I'm, you know, that there's something going on there that just, yeah, because otherwise I don't really have anybody to, you know, to ask about this. So it's really helpful to
You
hear
can always
that.
connect. You always reach out.
Yeah.
You can always reach out to
Yeah.
us. You know this.
Yeah. I really appreciate you both, and get to looking forward to meet Tracy too. All right. Maybe I don't know what they will. Hopefully, somebody else will have a chance. I don't know what time it is, but thank you so much. And yes, excited. I'm really excited. Thank you again. It's
Thank
good to hear
you.
you, Tatiana.
My love to you. Okay.
Well, we should probably wrap it up, huh?
Yep.
That flew.
What is EBS saying? Wow, where's the hour gone?
I don't know, but I think it's about time. We should probably go. Well, anything else you want to say in there before we head out?
Keep doing your inner work,
Keep doing your
people.
inner work and
Stop
rest when
thinking.
you can. Rest.
You rest,
Rest.
slow down, stop thinking, and
It's okay to
let.
drop the ball on things and just take care
Yes.
of yourself.
And go create what you want to create from your heart. And
Even if
if
that's a
this
nap on the
means,
couch.
yeah, and if this means taking a nap on the couch, or just sitting for 5 minutes doing nothing, or an hour, or the whole day, or a week, whatever. There is no right or wrong. Stop thinking. That's it.
Right. Well, happy new now, everyone. And can't wait to do this again.
Thank you, Molly.
Thanks for
It was
listening
lovely.
to the
Thank you.
show.
I
If
didn't
you feel
exhaust it.
inspired to support us, please visit happynewnowshow.com and consider subscribing or making a one-time donation so we can keep putting up fun content. Also on happynewnowshow.com, you'll find links to book one-on-ones and any products we've discussed. Have an amazing right now.